We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When having a new baby for the first time, it seems like, the most difficult part of the first couple months is not the lack of sleep you're getting, but how much time you have to deal with your in-laws.
I didn't even think about that, but there are a lot of people that are weighing in saying that.
Yeah. Speaks My Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I had a conversation with my boy Paul over the weekend and just had a new baby girl.
Aww.
Super happy for him and the wifey. Asked him, I said, has this new chapter with having a baby been a testament to you and your wifey's marriage? And he said, oh yeah. Yeah. He says, aside from sleeping 2 hours a night and us not eating and kind of being at each other's throats with this new experience, he said, the thing that's made it the absolute worst is her parents constantly at the house.
Oh, God.
They don't leave and they're showing up.
Micromanaging and breathing definitely down their necks.
Yeah. I said, well, tell me about that. He says, I know they're trying to help, but they're just so involved and so in the way, constantly telling me or my wife how to do something when it comes to the baby or how to do this when it comes to being a new parent that I'm starting to hold a little bit resentment towards them. It's just too much, he said. And a lot of the times they overstay their welcome.
Mm. See, we don't love that.
Well, a couple questions is, should Paul ask his wife to talk to her parents to tell them to back off? Or does he have the conversation with them? Or does he shut his mouth and just accept the free help? I have a lot of friends who pay thousands of dollars in daycare or nanny services to help with the kids. So him not having to do any of that is definitely a luxury on his part.
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking too, because if he does approach the situation, and it has to be a very delicate approach, because if it's received the wrong way, they're like, fine, we're just never going to help you again. That's fine. You don't need our help? Fine.
Yeah, or it makes them, you know, backfires and that they start living at the house in the guest room. I'm sure a lot of new parents go through this situation. And, you know, I'm sure it's a very exciting time. Everyone wants to get their time in with the new baby, especially the in-laws. It's too much, though. Paul says they're just always there. They're dropping by. They're coming over unannounced.
Right.
How does Paul and his wife deal with that situation without, I don't know, the in-laws getting all butthurt over it?
Right.
I guess the only other option is just change the locks. You know what I mean?
I think that
if I was married and this happened, I think this would drive me nuts.
Yeah.
Drive me nuts.
I don't know, but I think that everything's very magnified right now because of said child. Like, everything's a stressor. Everything's a bigger deal than it actually is. They're under a lot of stress. They're under a lot of pressure. They're brand new parents. It's hard, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that although the in-laws are just trying to help, everything that they're doing is pissing them off because everything is pissing them off.
Yeah.
They're pissing each other off. The baby, the lack of sleep.
The mother-in-law came in the house, started redecorating. And that was a lot for him.
Not what we need from you right now. What we need from you.
He bought this piece of art. He hung it up in the hallway. She took it down. And he asked why. And she was like, well, it doesn't go there. It doesn't look right. In his house. I'm like, oh,
it's
I would kill
too
her.
Much.
That's
it's
like
too much.
Totally going overboard.
This isn't what we need you here for. We're not doing Love It or List It. Like, relax. Like, really?
Good show.
Love It or List It.
New parents, 585-252-9000, weigh in. I want to hear from you.
So good.
How many of you, having a newborn, had to deal with the in-laws, and how painful was that? Because Paul's in-laws, they just won't leave. They're just constantly stopping by, telling him how to handle these situations, how to parent, how to be a good parent. Don't do this with the baby. I think sometimes new parents just got to figure that stuff out on their own.
Without the all the pressures of your parents breathing down your neck or your spouse's parents breathing down your neck. Do it this way. Don't do it that way. This is how I... And the thing about it is they're trying to be helpful and they're trying to leave tips and tricks and pointers, but things have changed over the years.
I know that the situation right now is the in-laws are treating the newborn as their own baby.
They like come up with cloth diapers. Like nobody uses those
anymore.
That's
disgusting.
Nobody
uses those. Who's still using the cloth diapers except for like seniors at home?
Literally.
Oh, that's just the most disgusting concept.
It's a lot. 585-252-9800. Weigh in right now, and we'll get you on the show. We're getting a couple texts right now. Give new parents their space to bond with their baby. It's so important for them to be able to bond with their child, just the two of them, and kind of create that connection without other factors weighing in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
So important.
Let me go to the phones real quick. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Joe the Cable Guy.
Joe the Cable Guy. How are ya?
Fantastic. How are you guys?
We're so good. I mean, I know you have a child and you had your second child, correct?
Absolutely.
How's that going for you?
Biggest blessing of my life and the least amount of sleep I've ever had.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. My buddy Paul going through this right now. What's the advice you have for him with dealing with the in-laws? Did you have to do it?
Actually. With our first son, it was a giant meltdown because you have to set your boundaries immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, grandparents are grandparents, which means they get to come in and spoil the child without the actual responsibility of raising the child.
Sure.
And it's not only a transition for us as parents, but it's a transition for them into being grandparents, you know? Mm-hmm. So when you set those boundaries and you say, okay, you had your chance, this is my child, and this is how we're going to do it, sometimes you get a lot of backlash, but that's what we had to do. And eventually it got respected because the alternative option was, okay, well, you don't have to be a part of this.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So, wow, that was a little kind of like a threat almost in a sense. And did your wife back you up?
Yeah.
Okay. You have to, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's no choice on the matter.
Yeah.
Not the child blowing raspberries in the background.
Joe the Cable Guy. Thanks so much, man, for the call. Appreciate
that. Thanks, Joe.
No problem.
Okay. See ya.
See ya, man.
Yeah, two kids.
Yeah, you just have to kind of come out the gate and be like, here are the rules, and you got to stick by them.
You're already tiptoeing around so much. You can't tiptoe around grown adults. You just can't do it. Because your mental health will suffer.
This is so much to think about. A lot of people don't think about this. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out if I want to have kids.
Yeah.
Do you?
Trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I mean, I can't really sit here and like...
You're 28. You can still wait another 10, 15 years.
I'm going to freeze my eggs and just hang on.
Hearing that a lot from a lot of different people now.
Yeah.
I'm going to freeze my eggs. How much does that cost?
I think it's like $7,000.
And you can put those in your own freezer, or do they store those for
no,
you?
No, they store it. Yeah, right next to the Eggo waffles. You're a classic.
You too can be the center of attention. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Big news over the weekend with Dick's Sporting Goods and Grace. I'm a little pissed off about this.
You're so mad.
We all know what my favorite pastime is. It's walking the mall. Where? The mall at Grace Ridge. Why? Because Dick's Sporting Goods. Police say a vehicle was used to break in through the front doors of the store and cause $100,000 worth of damage. I see this come up on my newsfeed after I get out of church yesterday morning. I'm like, well, screw this. I'm going directly to Dick's right now. I need to do a drive-by and get to the bottom of this. If I have to open up my own investigation, I will. If I have to start dusting for fingerprints, I'll do just that.
You're literally insane.
Additionally, police are looking for at least six suspects. So yesterday morning, I drive my car through the parking lot and I do a slow drive-by past Dick's Sporting Goods. Who's there? couple of Rochester police officers. So I decide to roll down my window. I call one of them over. I said, talk to me. Why is there a giant hole in front of Dick's Sporting Goods? It's like, well, somebody last night drove their car in, caused thousands of dollars, $100,000 worth of damage. They're still investigating what took place and how much merchandise was actually stolen. I was like, so nobody knows anything yet. He's like, well, it's an ongoing investigation, sir. I said, well, I'm going to get to the bottom of this then on my own, because this is a problem for me. And I love Dick's. And if they, I'll do a weekend shift on the weekends if they let me to get the
Can
discount.
Can you not?
I was like, it made me sad a little bit because there's so many smash and grabs going on, and we're hearing about more and more and more of them in this city. It's too close to home.
Yeah.
How are we going to fix this issue? What do we do?
I mean,
what are people supposed to do?
I feel like you're only upset about it because it is Dick's. So
I'm upset about it because it's my city, and I don't want to see this city just go to trash. And I feel like lately the news has been just that. It's all trash. And I'm upset.
You sound really upset.
After the show today, you're coming with me. We're going to Dick's at the Mullet Grease Ridge, and we're going to start dusting for fingerprints. We're getting to the bottom of this because I'm pissed.
Anywhere. I have things to do with my life.
No, you don't. I asked you what you're doing after the show. You said napping.
Probably. After the 43 interviews I have to do for my segment, my weekend segment. Don't worry about it. There's things that I do here that you have no idea. You have no idea how much. So much. All right. I want to talk to you about this crazy story. Crazy. Oh, insane.
What's going on here? Are you okay?
Listen to this. Over the weekend, over 150 snakes, including more than 100 venomous snakes and an alligator, were discovered in a home in Pennsylvania.
I thought you were going to say Australia. But no, yeah, Pennsylvania checks out for sure.
Yeah, one state over.
What is this?
According to Penn Live, police were called to the scene after receiving a report of an unconscious man.
Yeah.
But upon arrival, they found the body of a 23-year-old man who was pronounced dead at the scene. Although the cause of death has not been disclosed, officials revealed that the man had a snake bite mark.
Oh, you sure?
In his body.
Sure.
Further investigation led to the discovery of the intensive collection of snakes and alligators in said home in Pennsylvania. Child Protective Services were notified of the situation, but the child is still living with the family at the time that lived in this home. The reptiles have been transferred to a pet store that's working with the Beaver County Humane Society. But these snakes and an alligator? 150 snakes? 100 of them are venomous?
What are people doing, man? I told you, I used to work for the Humane Society. We get a call one day out of Brooklyn, New York. There's a house that's reported has over 100 dogs in it. So I send the guys out there. I'm like, you guys.
Or an apartment?
It was an apartment, but they owned it. So it was their home. Whichever.
But small.
Very small. Yes.
Nevertheless.
Well, especially in a place like Brooklyn. So I send the guys out there. I'm like, you got to go check this out. Everything checks out. Why we need to send you? Like, yeah, we'll go. So they send the team out there. Over 120 little dachshunds, little baby dogs, in this woman's apartment. They're on the countertops. They're on top of the fridge. They're in the bathroom. Like, where the hell did you get this many dogs? Where did they come from? They were all just starving. It was horrible. It was horrendous. So they got them all out of there. This woman threw a fit. These are my dogs. We're like, ma'am, they're all suffering. And most of them are going to die anyways, especially if they stay here.
Like, why,
what would make somebody in their right mind think, this is right? This is a good place.
I just don't even know where you get 150 snakes, 100 of them venomous. And so it's been revealed that the owners of the snakes could face up to $1,000 fine per snake. So that's $150,000.
Right. Didn't we have a reptile store here in Rochester, New York that sold like snakes and baby crocodiles?
I don't know. All I know is someone's dead. There's 150 snakes, 100 of them are venomous, and an alligator just chilling in a home in Pennsylvania with a child involved.
Yeah.
And I'm really scared.
I don't know what upsets me more, that or the smash and grab at Dick's Sporting Goods in Greece. Coming up, what's on your mind after this weekend? You got something you want to get off your chest? Cool. Your chance to do it is coming up next with There I Said It.
The Odyssey app. Listen to and favorite 98BXY plus hundreds of exclusive stations like Odyssey All New. When new music drops, find it here. Search Odyssey All New on the Odyssey app to listen. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
You got an unpopular opinion? You want to get it off your chest? Now's the perfect time to do so. 585-252-9800. Christina is texting in for There I Said It. My son drinks pickle juice straight out of the jar when he's done working out. He's not right in the head. There I said it. That's disgusting.
Wow.
Pickle juice.
This person said, handicap accessible bathrooms doesn't mean only handicapped people can use them. There, I said it. Whoa.
What does it mean?
I think they're open for everybody.
Well, everybody does use them, including myself.
Have you ever been in a situation where
and I've always been scared that it's going to happen. I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
I've always been frightened that I'm going to go into a handicap stall, sit down, relax, and all of a sudden a guy in a wheelchair pulls up. I'm like, oh, this isn't supposed to be happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Isn't that everyone's worst nightmare?
I've never had that fear, but like, I sometimes forget that those bathrooms are just, I mean, like, I've never seen a disabled person use it, is what I'm trying to say. I've only gone in it and seen other people gone in it, people with kids, things like that.
Yeah.
Because it's bigger. It's more comfy.
They are very comfortable. Very comfortable.
In down south, they always have their own sink. And towels, like you don't have to use the community sinks. You have your own private sink in there.
Some of those are here too, as well, in some of the bathrooms I've run into.
Never seen them. All right, there's some more people weighing in. People are feisty today.
It's Monday morning. There, I said it. We do it every day on the show. Anything goes, people. You get several minutes here. Tell us what's on your mind. Clear the air. Who do we have?
We have Jessica weighing in. Jessica said, I'd rather work a 4 10-hour work week than 5 8-hour days.
I'm with her. Everybody needs to start getting Fridays off or a Monday off. But I'm telling you, they've done studies. A 4 day work week, you're more productive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gotta have a 4 day work week.
So important. Super important.
Look at Carol. My sweet, sweet Carol.
What's Carol saying? Why is my grandma always texting into the show?
Hi, Moose, do you remember me from Friday? I don't know why I'm doing it in that voice. Hi, Moose, do you remember me from Friday? I'm the woman that loves nacho cheese and cinnamon toast crunch on her hot dogs. Anyways, I didn't run to the bathroom after I had it like you claimed I would. It's still the best delicious snack. There, I said it. That's a snack? That's a full meal, Carol.
She needs help.
Maybe you're so backed up. Did you ever think of that, Carol? Maybe that's why you didn't run to the little toilet. You're so packed up from eating hot dogs with cinnamon toast crunch and nacho cheese on it.
Yeah, she needs
help. I remember her from Friday. She texted in and said that that's better than a garbage plate.
Super weird, Carol. Super weird. Really weird of you.
Oh.
Keith is here.
Hey, Keith.
Keither. People who take their dogs everywhere are obnoxious people. There, I said it.
Not a dog lover. All right, Keith.
Yep.
Keep them coming. They're coming in hot. Gary says the gym is and always has been a place full of narcissistic men intimidating women. Stick to yoga. There, I said it. Gary. I feel like with a name like Gary, I feel like that would be an appropriate take to have.
Yeah.
Can you picture Gary just doing yoga? Any kind of Gary, no matter who they are.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's definitely a Gary statement.
Last one before we get to ours here.
I'm not done. I still got a few here I got to get to.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Sure. We have Vincent weighing in.
Vincent.
Vincent said, people who care more about animals than other human beings aren't actually good people.
Mm.
There I said it.
All right. Vincent. Do you believe that to be true?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Because you're not an animal lover. You hate animals.
I do believe that. I just think it's like such a...
Why do you hate animals, Breezy?
I don't.
I just feel like people who've had... I feel like people who... It's one thing not to like an animal. But to despise all animals, you must lack empathy.
I just don't... I agree with Vincent's take tenfold.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I think it's easier for people to... This is going to sound so bad. It's easier for people to care about things that can't talk back to them or have an opinion. Like...
And you're into that?
No. I'm not dating animals.
I know, but I think it's important for you to... Because you don't like someone who's outspoken.
No, but I'm saying people are like, I care about like a raccoon more than I would care about that person on the street. It's like, yeah, because that person on the street's talking to you and the raccoon's not. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's easier for you to care about something that can't talk back, that can't communicate to you, that can't cause you any stress unless they bite you.
Yeah, that's actually, yeah. I see.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So, like, you're not a good person. You're just lazy. You can't have real connections. There, I said it.
Meredith, can someone tell me what the best dating services are out there? Tinder sucks, and I'm over this dating scene. There, I said it. Well, Meredith, you're going to want to have to download Hinge.
Yeah.
Or Grindr. Go to Grindr, Meredith, if you want to meet your soulmate.
It's actually not true. You're leading her astray. This person said, I wish my husband would step up to the plate and work harder so I can be a stay-at-home mom and do not have to support our family. There, I said it.
All right. Absolutely. Yikers. Love this. Now, I've said this 100 times, people, and I'm going to say it again this morning. If you don't floss your teeth, you have no consideration for how horrendous your breath smells, and it says a lot about your personal hygiene. There, I said it.
Mm-hmm.
I was checking out over the weekend at one of my breakfast spots I frequent. Oh, this poor waitress, Breeze. The tartar buildup. Oh, my. Oh. When I say OMG, I'm talking about this breath just hit me right in the face from behind the counter. And the amount of tartar she had, it was dangerous. This is not me judging. I was actually concerned. Now, that type of plaque can cause tooth decay like you would not believe. Sometimes it takes more than just a quick brush of your gums. You know what I mean? You got to get all the dead animals out of your teeth from all the meat you've been eating. It just rots in your mouth. It causes bad breath.
Are you done being a dental hygienist or are we going to keep going?
Anyways, Meredith, back to you. Yeah, you're going to want to download Grindr if you want to meet your soulmate.
Sure.
What's up with you?
Mine for today. It's something I just can't get past.
Yeah.
People in relationships who go through their partner's phone have trust issues. There, I said it.
My God, who's still doing that?
No-no. Listen.
Of course they have trust issues.
Have I done it? Of course. But were they cheating me? Of course. Of course.
Oh, you haven't done this with your current girlfriend.
No,
you
were doing it because she's an angel. She would never do anything to me.
You were doing that, though. You went through your partner's phone because you suspected something.
And was I correct? Of course.
I've never once gone through somebody's phone that I've been with, ever.
Never.
Never. Never gone through their phone.
So crazy. Like, you didn't... Isn't it just, like, normal for people to just go through their partner's phone and then find a full mistress in another state? Not normal? There, I said it. I don't care. Yeah, it's a tough scene. But I feel like the older you get, the more mature you get, the more stable relationships that you get into, it's no big deal.
Right. And do you feel like at this point in your life you're stable? As a human being?
I wouldn't say I'm stable as a human being. I am very secure in my relationship, which right. is very different.
Absolutely. But you're not stable.
Never. Could never be me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any more coming in? We got one more we got time for? One more. And then we got to wrap it up.
One more. One more. All right. This person said...
Who is it?
Her name is... Penelope.
Oh, that's a good one. I love that name.
Yep. Absolutely. People who constantly need to share memes that they find funny are the worst and literally not funny human beings. There, I said it.
Yeah. People are upset. Sorry, okay. It's Monday.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon, right here on 98 PXY.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.